I guess you could say a pretty wild first half. Back and forth it went. And then your guys, I thought really in the second half, probably wanted more defense than anything else. And a nice win for you guys here to start off the season.
It was, you know, and give a lot of credit to Leota, because, you know, that was a very good team. They played hard.
Yeah.
They played hard defensively, offensively. You know, they made it tough on us. Defensively, the first half, we were not good. Not good on the ball, getting beat off the bounce, getting beat back door, and just not really competing. You know, we didn't get in the passing lanes for nothing, which is crazy how you get beat back door if you're not going to get in the passing lane. But, you know, we had a lot of transition, you know, letdowns on defense where we weren't getting matched up. And that's just hustle. You know, they weren't getting back in time. They were jogging back, and by the time they turned around, the ball was sneaking up on them. So, you know, there's always a lot of things to correct after the first game, and it's no different for us. But, you know, when we shoot the ball, God knows what that percentage was early in the first, you know, in the first half, because it wasn't great. But like I said, they're gonna hoist it up there. They're gonna shoot it, and some are gonna go and some aren't. And it's important though, you know, for our guys to keep that confidence, because in the second half it really flipped over. You know, where we were hitting some shots and we got on a little bit of a run early in the third. So if they're open, I don't have any problem with it. You know, they're gonna let it fly and we're fine. But we got to be a little more balanced. Got to get the ball down low, and we got to have more guys, you know, being aggressive and just asserting themselves. You know, down low, getting the ball and being physical. We kind of floated away from the basket, and, you know, we weren't very physical down there with some of our guys.
Well, and also I thought in the second half, like you said, your shots were going. It wasn't that you were taking bad shots, but it was a senior that really helped you guys step up in that first half. Marshall Froh had his 13 of his points there in that second quarter. And then he had the big layup by Parker Vogelmore in the end of the first half, and wild, physical, high-octane game, or just the atmosphere was nuts tonight in that first half. But it took a while for you guys to finally get that lead past three. And you could tell a lot of pressure is off your team when you finally got a lead past 3 points and it was at six.
You know, Marshall was huge in the first half. Parker gets out with two fouls. Hunter goes out with two fouls. And we didn't have a lot going. And he took it over. And he was very aggressive going to the basket and really kept us in the game. So, you know, a lot of credit to him for understanding that. We talked to these guys a lot about understanding the game and understanding situations, and he did that tonight. I thought Parker Vogelmore in the second half did a tremendous job playing physical, getting some rebounds, and not rushing a decision after he got it. You know, he got double-teamed down on the low block, and he didn't panic. He took his time. He kind of saw what he had, found Blaine on the backside for a layup, and then one, he stepped through and finished the layup himself. So he did well, and Jaren, you know, the limited time that Jaren gets, and if he continues to do what he did tonight, you know, his minutes, you know, they'll go up a little bit, because he battled and battled and got some key rebounds and, you know, did a solid job for us with the minutes that he got.
You know, the term for him down there, it's kind of, I mean, say this, and it's kind of true, but he's kind of like a bull in a china closet down there against all them kids.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. I don't even know if I should say it, but I told him, I said, Jaren, I'm going to need you to promise me you're not going to break anybody's nose tonight. And he goes, I can't make that promise. I kind of laughed at him, but he gets in there, he gets after it, and it doesn't really much matter who's in his way, because he's going to play physical.
Guys have 9 different players score tonight, and I think that's pretty good. I think that's good balance there, and I know it's not going to be like that every game, but you knew coming in you're probably going to play all 10, but 9 of them score, and some of them, fourth quarter, but still, I mean, those are big points for them when you guys needed to extend that lead.
Oh, absolutely. And they weren't, like you're saying, they weren't, you know, mop-up minutes. Mm-hmm. They weren't at the end of the game where we were just kind of milking the clock. You know, Harrison hits a great step in, you know, three. Blaine gets the backdoor cut on his. You know, Brandon has the ability to be a very physical player for us, just because of his size and his strength. And if he'll use that, you know, he'll give us more and more. And I told our guys, you know, I was pleased with him, because sometimes in a game that from the outside looking in, you look at a game like this and you look at kind of the past history of the series between us, and you go in and it's a 3-point game at halftime. And so for our guys, you know, I thought, you know, that was something that could kind of start weighing on their minds, like, you know, what's going on here, and it could mess with them, but it didn't. You know, they came out just the opposite in the second half, really committed to the defensive side of the ball. We were able to put some stops together and some scores, and, you know, Hunter got going. And
yeah.
I don't know if you can tell the difference between Hunter's going and not going, because he's still going to be aggressive.
True.
So, you know, Jackson's pretty gimpy right now. He's, you know, with his foot, and But you know, he played extremely hard, and he's limited on, you know, his explosiveness. But I thought a lot of guys did a lot of good things, and the main thing was they stayed together. They kept communicating with each other, and they kept, you know, playing as a team.
Get 3 days of practice next week, and then you get three straight games, and it's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a good challenge for you guys early season to find out where you are as well with Wichita, Trinity, Coronado, and Liberal next week.
Absolutely, you know, with Wichita, Trinity, 19-2 last year, sub-state runner-up. Very good team. You know, a team that last year, you know, went down and played Holcomb that first game and really kind of put it on them, and, you know, Holcomb's a state runner-up that year, so... You know, a really good team. So we got to be ready to go. It's hard to prepare for three teams in 3 days, but they'll have to get a little bit, you know, each day on one team. But, you know, our main focus is Wichita Trinity, that first, you know, first home game. But yeah, we're going to have to play well. You know, and we really need everybody to step up. We need our guys that are playing down low to play physical down low. And, you know, that starts with Joe and Parker. They have to set the tone down there. And you know, at times we get caught floating away from the basket, and that's something we talk about. You know, you've got to be physical going to the basket and really attacking the rim. And I think sometimes we just get a little bit too comfortable with trying to make, you know, a great play or a great shot. And all we need to do is, you know, simply take a drop step and shoot it. But, you know, something we got to work on in this first game. So we'll get better.
Should be a fun one there next week with Wichita Trinity. Coach Brian Gentry joined me in the post game. Beavers winning it here 68-49. Thanks as always, Coach, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.